I'm Shantin. 22nd July 2019, Monday. Slogan: to experience every virtue and every power means to be an embodiment of experience. To experience every virtue and every power is to become embodiment of experience. Out of the four subjects that we have, the third subject is about inculcation of divine virtues. And right from the time we have become Brahmin, we have heard about virtues and we have heard about powers. Long back, probably it was Aristotle who first of all proposed the virtue theory. It's known as moral ethics, where he defined an ideal person is someone who carries certain traits, certain virtues like courage, like tolerance, and so on. So the history of being virtuous is there even in the Western philosophy, not just in the Eastern philosophy. In India, all the scriptures mention about virtues, especially in Bhagavad Gita chapter 18, mentions about 36 virtues, starting with Abhayam, that is fearlessness. So every religion has talked about virtues. Not just religion, even the philosophies of the world have mentioned about virtues. The founding father of America, Benjamin Franklin, used to have a chart where he had 13 virtues and he would write his chart at night before sleeping. Was I temperate throughout the day? Was I compassionate? Was I courageous? Was I fearful? And so on. So these virtues make person virtuous and makes person morally, ethically strong. And such virtuous persons are often celebrated throughout the history of the world. As I said, not just India, but out of the India. You go to any philosophy. The Ten Commandments of the Moses, they talk about virtues. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not do this. So all those are what? They are nothing but virtues. So whether it is a Jewish religion or whether it is Christianity, that is the maximum focus is on virtues. Virtue of tolerance, virtue of love, virtue of patience, virtue of faith. So whether it is Christianity or you go to Islam, Islam talks about akhlaqs. Akhlaq means etiquettes, manners. So, or Sikhism, that is very much connected to our knowledge. Or Buddhism, that talks about right deed, right thinking, right speech, and so on, the Eightfold Path. So every religion, every caste, every creed, every philosophy has somewhere talked about virtues. So virtues make us very powerful. And here, in today's slogan, Baba is saying, every virtue, gun, every shakti, every power, means to be an embodiment of experience, anubhavi murt. So if you want to become an image of experience, an embodiment of experience, have virtues with you and have powers with you. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, while talking with teachers, Baba said, complete means, perfect means, the one who is full in all virtues and all powers. It's not that one virtue is less or one power is less. Every virtue counts and every power counts. So experience means to become an embodiment of virtue and to become an embodiment of power. Now the question is how to become. What are the steps? What I feel is the first step should be acceptance that I don't have virtues, that I lack particular virtue. Accept it. For example, tolerance. Tolerance is virtue also, tolerance is power also. That's why let's take tolerance. Sahanshilta and Sahanshakti, this is how it's used. When we say Sahanshilta, it's virtue, and we say Sahanshakti, it becomes power. So it's virtue also, it is power also. So when I say Sahanshilta, when I say power, so it is both. So now to what extent I am tolerant? Am I tolerant of others? If suppose a person is there under me or with me who is repeatedly doing the same mistake. You tell him something, he goes and does the mistake. He goes, you tell him again, he goes and commits the same blunder again. So somebody is committing the same mistake again and again. To what extent I am tolerant? Or I get irritated, or I come in force, robe. If the wage of weather changes suddenly, do I feel comfortable or I feel very much intolerant? If things are not happening as per my wish or will, am I happy or am I intolerant? If I am traveling and there is traffic, am I calm and peaceful or I get intolerant? If somebody is speaking untruth, do I feel intolerant? So first is accept that, yes, this tolerance is there in me, but not to the extent it should be. So humble admission that yes, I lack it. And I need to cultivate it. The second step is finding out reasons why I don't have it. What is the reason? Why don't I have tolerance? Why I don't have discipline in life? And you will see that the seed is sown somewhere in childhood. Probably some wrong programming has been done in childhood. Now this requires deprogramming. Some wrong conditioning has been done in childhood. Now it requires deconditioning. This is very important to understand conditioning. What is conditioning? Conditioning reflex. For example, it was Pavlov who first worked on conditioning. Conditioning means he took a dog and exactly at 12 noon he gave some food to the dog, and at the same time there was a bell. He rang the bell. So 12 noon, food and bell, and the dog would start creating saliva. So this he did for 15 days. 12 noon, food and bell, and the dog is producing saliva. After 15 days, he stopped giving food, but he just rang the bell, and the dog was still salivating. What is it? Because food and bell got linked with each other. Sanyukta. They got together. And they got conditioning. So the dog knows that now the bell has rung. Now I will get food. Though there is no food. And there is no question of bell and saliva. Otherwise, if you put a bell, if you make some other dog to listen to the bell, he might get unhappy. He will not love it. Unnecessary. Such unnecessary noises. So, a particular thing has got linked. I have a particular relationship with one person. It's a very pure relationship. The moment I remember him, purity arises. Now I don't have a very good relationship with somebody, or it is a body conscious relationship. So whenever that person emerges in front of my eyes, the same thing comes. There is a mother and there is a child, and the mother has been scolding the child right from the childhood. So even if the mother grows up, or even the child grows up, or the mother is also advancing in age, there is somewhere that bond. There is some conditioning which has been done in childhood. So, few things have happened in our childhood, and we have got conditioned. My parents had been telling me that, you are not good, you are not good. You don't have good intellect, you don't have good intellect. That thing has gone in my subconscious mind. People are telling me you don't look good. Your nose is not good. Your ears are not very good. Your eyes are very small. So people have been telling me that, and I have accepted that in my subconscious mind. And I have got conditioned. So every time there is a talk about my eyes, I feel my eyes are not good. Because the seed is sown in the childhood. Or, there's another thing. I have a habit of blaming others. Even that seed is sown in the childhood. For example, mother enters the room. She sees the 4-year-old child is bleeding. And his sister, the child's sister, is standing. So the mother comes and asks, what happened? Why is he bleeding? Sister says, the elder sister says, 6-year-old, he hit himself on the bat. Bat. So the mother asks, but where was the bat? The sister says, in my hand. So she devised a method to free herself. And she doesn't want to take the blame. But it's me who has done it. So things have grown in the childhood. And they have become conditioned. And they have become hardened. Sanskars. And that's why they are very difficult to break. But yes. Try to find out the seed. The reason. The place where that is sown. There is a fear, there is a... somebody is very fearful, right from the childhood. He fears everything. If there is a dog barking, he can't go out. If he sees monkey sitting there, he will not move out. So there is a fear about everything. If there is a crowd, he doesn't go. He fears everything. And suddenly he comes in Gyan and you teach him, be nirbhay. How will he become suddenly intrepid? Because the seed of fear is sown in the childhood. There is a conditioned reflex here. So one must, in order to become virtuous, in order to inculcate virtue and in order to inculcate power, one must understand first admission that I don't have it. Or I have it but not fully. And second, what is the reason for not having it? What is the reason that I am so sensitive? That every Tom, Dick and Harry comes and makes me unhappy. Somebody says something and there are tears. Somebody says something and I feel upset, depressed, offended. For example, you go to Shantivan in Diamond Hall for Baba Milan And you sit somewhere. Somebody comes and says, oh, get up. This is somebody else's seat. So you feel bad. You get up. And you sit on some chair. And somebody else comes and says, get up, this is my chair. So first time it was still okay, but second time again somebody makes you get up. So second time you got up. And you sit somewhere and somebody says, no, this is not for you. For you, Sevadhar, is you go out at the back. This is for Madhuban Nivasis. You are not supposed to sit here. So you go out. And outside, back you see there is no place. So you stand all the time at the gate. And then you feel these are very bad people. They are not virtuous. Somebody feels bad. Now, this feeling bad is not directly related to circumstances. It is related to something which has happened in his childhood. Because the similar events have happened in the childhood also. In the school such things had happened. In the college such things had happened. That's why suddenly he recalls, he is connecting this with this. In the childhood he thought few people are bad. Now the same experience in Gyan. He feels these people are bad. So there is an interconnection of things. Now there is another person who never had any such experience and is very strong. And somebody says, get up. He says, okay, please, that's your seat. I am unaffected. Somebody comes and makes him get up again. It's okay, take everything. I don't want only. We are with Baba all the time. So he is happy all the time. Undisturbed, unperturbed, unfazed. Unaffected by anything which is happening outside. So there is definitely something which has gone in the childhood. So one must learn what was it that had happened in the childhood. One must learn because the present is the result of the past. The present is the child of the past. The present is the outspring, something is getting begotten from the past. That's why it's very... One thing is that you forget the past, that's fine. But one must study the past. One must try to understand the past. One must try to understand one's own subconscious mind. Because there are so many complexes within me. The moment I interact with somebody, I am interacting with that person on the basis of my own past sanskars. So that is the second step. The third step is then make a plan. How to implement virtue? How to implement power? Now I have to become tolerant. So I should be tolerant of persons, their words, their rude behavior. I should be tolerant of weather. I should be tolerant of circumstances, because not every circumstance is sweet. Adverse situations will come. Things will go against the grain with me. The most difficult, the most uncompromising circumstances would come in front of me, and I will have to tolerate them. So the third step is make a plan. How should I implement or inculcate virtue? And then after plan is implementation. Now make a plan for 3 days. For example, the virtue of self-control. Make a plan for 3 days that I'll remain silent even if somebody says something. Silence is the best answer to every insult. So plan, short planning, and then see. Then implement it. Now try following it. And after following, the next step is analysis. Find out to what extent I was successful. And if you see that in 3 days, three times you have failed, again make a replanning. Again learn from the experience and go ahead. The similar is the planning for purity. The similar is the planning for brahmacharya. To what extent the brahmacharya had broken in 1 week. And when I say breaking of brahmacharya, it means today's entire mudli is uncivilized and criminalized. In this world, nobody is civilized. Everyone is criminalized. Every soul is criminal. Not just criminalized, their thoughts even are criminal. And criminal means body, consciousness. So these are the few steps of becoming virtuous, of becoming powerful. We have 36 virtues, but the list can go more than that. And how many powers we have? Other than 8 powers, what are the powers? What are the powers other than 8? Power of purity. Power of silence. Power of blessing. Power of listening. Power of churning. Power of concentration. Power of analysis. Power of assimilation. Power of balance. Power of discipline. Assimilation means digest. When you eat, you digest. And the next step is assimilation of food in the body, in the digestive system. So that is the power of digestion and power of assimilation. You are eating knowledge, listening hundreds of classes, but not remembering anything. Everything is going tangential. So power of realization, power of catching, catching power and touching power, power of truth, power of acceptance, power of adjustment is in that, okay, implementation, power of what else, power of feelings, okay, ruling power and controlling power, power of focus. Power of focus. Ability to focus on one thing at a time. The same as power of concentration. Then power of disc, that is in the 8 powers. I am talking of those powers. Power of detachment. Power of experience. Power of experience is the greatest power, Baba says. Anubhav is the greatest of all the powers in the world. Then power of transformation, parivartan shakti, power of sangram, to fight, power of understanding, power of sangraha, to gather, and power of sangatan, gathering. What else? Power of love. This is such a great power. This is the greatest power rather. What all other powers can't do, love can do. What else? Power of patience. Power of mercy. Power of compassion. Power of empathy. Power of sympathy. Power of knowledge. Power of knowledge. Power of thought. Sankalp Shakti. Power of happiness. Power of bliss. Power of yoga. Yes. Power of yoga. Yoga power, then power of meditation. Power of time, power of speech, power of remembrance, power of blessings, dua, power of meditation. Solitude, meditation. So yoga, meditation and remembrance. Done. Power of? Take any power. Empathy, sympathy, mercy, compassion. That's said already. Power of? Power. Yeah, this is power of slogan. What else? So take any power and work on it. For example, power of churning. This is a great power. Manan Shakti. take any word from Murli and churn it. Take any line from Murli and churn it. For example, in today's Murli, Baba said, Maya holds your nose and puts you in the gutter. So which gutter? Think, churn, cogitate, reflect, contemplate, go in silence, go in solitude, think, what is gutter? Which gutter Baba is talking about? Is it the gutter same which is there in the world? Or this is some other gutter? So what is that gutter? Am I out of that gutter or I am also in the same gutter? Spiritual brotherly vision, bhai bhai. Go above even the consciousness that I am brother and I am sister. Go even beyond that. Nachabhati bhuta sangham. I am not this assemblage of blood, bone, muscle, tendons. I am not just this body, but I am something else. Something which is very pure, and that's my real nature. So churn every point of knowledge. Also Baba said about diseases in today's blessing. Your body is diseased, fine. But your soul should not get diseased. If the soul gets diseased, you are doubly diseased. Double diseases. Disease of body and disease of soul. So you become double diseased. So whenever disease comes, what should you do? Dry fruits. Baba said fruit, not dry. Otherwise he says dry fruit. These medications are dry fruits. Eat them and bed adieu to the diseases. Whatever illnesses will come, diseases will come, ailments will come, karmic accounts would get settled. Don't say why it has happened. Suddenly you're walking and you fall down. You get fracture. What to do? In our hospital, there was one patient who is admitted since 1 week with liver abscess. Today he was about to be discharged. Last night he fell down in the bathroom, got fracture. What to do? So things will come. Karmic accounts would get settled. But you should know things are happening like this. So, churning. So, today's slogan. To experience every virtue and every power means to be an embodiment of experience. Anubhavi Murut. Om Shanti.